Good morning, and thank you for listening in and coming and being a part of our service online, and many are viewing the service virtually, and if you're listening to the service, we just pray that you'd be blessed and encouraged by God's word this morning. And we're all together worshiping from afar in our homes. And in the midst of our circumstances, we know that God's just continuing to walk with us. And may this morning just be a blessing to you. We're coming to an end on our Philippians series. And we're down to our last two messages. Throughout this series, we have looked at the various ways that God's called us to be partners in the gospel together. And I see that as just a wonderful blessing. God doesn't call us to do this Christian life alone. Instead, he's placed us in community of believers where we can worship and fellowship, minister and serve together. It's also a wonderful message to those who are seeking God and have not yet come to faith in Christ, to help them realize that we're living life together with God as our guide. So let's dive in to the message this morning. Paul is sharing with us about Christian contentment and how he learned the secret of being content in all circumstances. Open your Bibles with me to Philippians 4, verses 10 to 13. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have been renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you have had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Christ who strengthens me. The message comes at a very unique time for us. One thing I've realized about our situation is no one wants to be left in the dark. We want to be in a place where we want to know the answers. Being in such a position, we feel special, even a little privileged to have that information that no one else has. I'm in a bit of a very unique situation because with Lisa, my wife, being a nurse, she has first tabs on all the updates, live updates that are happening within the health system. And so I'm attuned to, in a sense, not that they're secrets, but information that I'm privy to before anyone else. Especially when it comes to knowing and having that privilege and knowing the answers, it's also like when it comes to knowing a secret. Now, of course, I know there's some people who can't keep a secret, and you probably know who they are, whether a brother or sister or a friend. Someone comes up to them and asks them if they want to know a secret, but they have to promise not to tell anyone. But after they're told, they immediately run off to someone and ask them to keep a secret. Now, I'd like to ask, has anyone ever done that? No, it's okay. You don't have to raise your hand. It's a secret, right? Paul's telling us a secret that he learned. But this is one you can share with whoever you want. It's something you can't help but pass it on. It's truly something that people long for to know. It is the secret of contentment. The secret of being content no matter what your circumstances. That's a pretty good secret, wouldn't you say? Especially in the midst of our circumstances we find ourselves in, because we're not born to be content. Our natural spirit is to strive to get more. Just walk into any supermarket right now, and you can see how people have gone to get more and hoarded things. The idea of contentment can be seen as having everything you want. But contentment is not having all you want, but being grateful and wanting only what you have. I like this quote, "God created man to love people and use things." But then it has kind of got twisted and reversed around, and it has became use people and love things. So if you want to learn the secret of contentment, let's look at these verses in Paul's letter. Paul begins with rejoicing. Let me ask you, are you rejoicing in your circumstances right now? In all my conversations over the past 2 weeks, we are learning to be content. But what about Paul? Paul is rejoicing in his circumstance. What is he rejoicing about? He's rejoicing in God's provision. Well, if we want to know the secret, here we go. Verse 10. "I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me." Paul is right back to rejoicing again. Throughout the Philippian text here, that has been Paul's, one of his main messages of rejoicing and having joy. But at this time, he greatly is rejoicing. The financial gift he received lifted his heart and filled him with great joy. But more importantly, he's rejoicing in the Lord. The gift that the Philippians had given him showed a deep friendship that they had for Paul. And Paul was glad to receive it. But Paul recognized that it was God's provision in his life. And so he greatly rejoiced. And contentment truly begins with us, acknowledging that everything we have comes from God. We all work so hard for our paycheck. But who provides you and me with our health? Who provides us with the skills, the opportunity for work? It all comes down to the Lord. It comes from the Lord. Everything you have comes from God. And those times when we're in need in either the church or family or friends, when they come through for us, yes, we thank those who help us out. But also recognizing that whatever we receive from the Lord. Paul then carries on in verse 11, sharing with us the secret of learning contentment. He says, "I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances." Have you ever manipulated someone into getting what you want? I thought of this. Could Paul be manipulating the Philippian church to send him more money? Hey, you know, he may be saying, "Hey, my friends," he says, "I really appreciated what you did for me. I know you couldn't really get out here and help me, but you really came through when you sent that money." In the beginning of verse 11, Paul's really careful to clarify his motives in bringing up their gift to him. Paul wants the Philippians to know that he appreciates their gift, but he also doesn't want them to get the wrong idea. He tells them he is not bringing this up because he's in need, because he is in need, but that's not the reason for him sharing this. The reason Paul can say this is because he's learned to be content whatever the circumstances. That word content, it's a word that speaks of self-sufficiency. Paul's not saying, "I don't need your help. Hey, I'm a super Christian, I got it from here." He's walked through many circumstances, And we have as well. And have we got through them on our own? No. Well, neither has Paul. Paul's referring to his new self in Christ. He's pointing out that only God can teach the ability to be content. He's learned to be content through the good and the bad, in times of abundance and in want. Paul is not using the catchphrase, hey, it is what it is, and there's nothing I can really do about it. We need to make sure we don't mistake Christian contentment for personal laziness or lack of godly ambition. Are you in a bad situation? Right? Then we pray about it, and we work to change it. Are we lacking in Christian character? Then we ask God to help us become more Christ-like. Are we struggling with our finances or illness? We do what we can to change our circumstances. But in the interim, while you're waiting for the desired change, we trust God with our circumstances and seek to honor him in our circumstances. This was the lesson Paul was relaying to the Philippians. God has good things to teach us in the difficult times. And we want to make sure that we don't miss his lessons for us. And Paul goes on to describe his own experience in verse 12. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. Paul lived on both ends of the spectrum. He experienced times of excruciating need and experienced times of plenty. And he learned the secret of being content with both situations. He learned to be content in all circumstances because his contentment was not dependent on his circumstances. Paul told the Philippians not to worry about anything. And now he models that for them with this attitude of Christian contentment. Contentment does not come naturally to us. And this is why Paul says it is something that we need to learn. It's a wonderful secret, but most of us are not ready for it. It takes time, maturity, and wisdom to come to a place that we can say with Paul, I've learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. But then Paul leaves the best part of the secret for last. There may be a premise out there that Paul had some kind of inner strength, that he was an elite human, like a Navy SEAL. And he's just kind of pulling up his bootstraps, carrying on with a stiff upper lip. The secret wasn't Paul. And I love this verse that's well known to everyone and is repeated many times. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. The secret is Jesus. This verse is also one of the most misapplied verses in the Bible. Many read this verse apart from its context and apart from the full scope of Scripture and misinterpret to mean, I can do anything I want through him who gives me strength. And so there's a person who wants a new car but can't afford the payments, goes ahead and buys something they really can't afford, saying, I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Fortunately, this verse does not say I can do or get anything I want, because we are all pretty selfish people. And that would create a nightmare for the world. We've seen this with fights over toilet paper. It's a far better promise in the context, which is simply this. No matter what my circumstances, no matter my trials I face, no matter how difficult the road ahead, God will give me the strength to make it through. Whether in need or plenty, whether hungry or well-fed, I can handle everything through him who gives me strength. So the promise is not, I can do anything I want, but rather, I can do everything God calls me to do through him who gives me strength. If he leads us and directs us and provides us with the provision needed to get us a new car, then yeah, we will have the ability through him to be able to accomplish that. But again, it comes from him, not I. The secret to contentment is not self-sufficiency, but Christ's sufficiency. The strength I need does not come from me, but from Christ within me. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. I would encourage you, in the midst of our circumstances that we are in, look to Christ for your strength. So Philippians 4, verses 10 to 13, it teaches us these important things about learning the secret of contentment. Rejoice in God's provision. Be content, whatever our circumstances. And look to Christ for our strength. Because when it comes right down to it, the secret of contentment is Christ. Do you want to know a secret? I'll tell you. But you have to promise me one thing. You will tell everyone. Tell everyone that the secret of contentment is Christ and Christ alone. It's been a blessing to be able to share God's word with you this morning. And let us continue to support and pray for one another during our circumstances right now. Also, if you want to know more about having a relationship with Jesus Christ, you can give me a call or email me by going to our website. And for our Sunrise family, if you're in need of anything, reach out so that we can be supporting you in any way we can. Blessings to you. Let's pray. God, in hearing your word, it's something that is definitely needing to be learned in the midst of our circumstances. Something that is new and far beyond anything that we have ever encountered before. And we need to be content, Father, with what we have in our situation. And we come and we ask for strength to be able to get through. To be able to, Father, be that example of contentment as Paul was setting for the Philippians. Whether in need, in want, whether we have plenty, let us find contentment in you. Because it is you, Father, that gives us all that we need. We give thanks and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.